blessed us with this month of Ramadan and has given us life that we are witnessing this special month. Most probably today evening is the first night of Ramadan. As you know that we already were behind compared to Jamaats in States and in Vancouver. They already have 30th day of Shaban. Some of the Sunni brothers already started, in fact, fasting today. So most probably tomorrow is the first of Ramadan and today is the first night of Ramadan. But inshallah, by this evening, Maulana will declare and let us know exactly the situation. It is indeed a great thing. You know, when the month of Rajab came, we recited a dua whereby taught by the Prophet, whereby he said, no, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban, balighna Ramadan, Shahr Ramadan. O Allah, bless us in the month of Rajab and Sha'ban and make us, you know, witness, make us reach the month of Ramadan. So the fact that you and I are alive just now and witnessing this month of Ramadan is indeed a great ni'mat. If you get chance today, of all the things you do, recite 2 rakat namaz especially, just thanking Allah that I am alive to witness this great month. Because this is a month whereby the Prophet says that no, the days are the best of the days. The nights are the best of the nights. And the hours are the best of hours. The fact that Prophet could have just said day, because what is day? Day contains of hours, right? What is night? Night contains hours. Whether it is 8 hours, 7 hours, depending which night it is in summer or winter. But what we know that a day cannot be a day without hours. A night cannot be a night without an hour, right? The fact that Prophet says the days of this month are the best of the days, the nights are the best of the nights, and the hours are the best of hours, itself is an indication that it is every moment in this month of Ramadan is important. So we really should be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting us this opportunity. Before I get into today's discussion, before I may forget, you know, one of the aspects of Ramadan is to experience the hunger felt by the poor. Those who are hungry, those who are poor, those who cannot afford a meal, those who do not know whether tomorrow they will have a meal or not, right? How do they feel? So when we fast, when we are fasting, we experience physically. It is just a part of experience that what they are going through, although we can never experience fully what a poor person is going through. No, never. But just at least staying away without food and water for certain hours, 15 hours, 16 hours, 17 hours, right, in this case. You know, when we go through that thing, in fact, we realize that what kind of hunger they feel. What are they going through? So this is the month wherein the compassion for fellow believers, the compassion for Muslims is a paramount. How do Muslims feel? How do believers feel? But at the same time, you know that there are Muslims who are being killed in Gaza, right? In other places, in Syria and other places. Please, brothers and sisters, I'm not sure if this is also being recorded there, that please do pray for them. You know, yesterday when the Security Council was meeting, even the Security Council, which is controlled by, you know, Westerners, even they had to just remain silent for a moment, you know, because of, you know, the killing of these people who were just protesting. You know, more than, you know, 60 people have been killed just in a day, right? This is a cold-blooded murder. So brothers, please don't forget to pray for Muslims who are suffering in so many different parts of the world. Gaza, you know, this Kashmir, Syria, Yemen, all right? Whether it's, you know, Afghanistan, you can see all the time. Don't forget, because this is what Ramadan is. The concern for others, the welfare of Muslims is paramount. Having said that, inshallah, this month, I have only 10 lectures. I've been assigned 10 lectures. So in my 10 lectures, my intention is, inshallah, if Allah gives us tawfiq, we look at those verses, ayat of Quran, which talk about shaitan. Because shaitan is an open enemy. All of us recite, you know, in Surah Yasin, that Allah says, innahu lakum adu mubin, right? Shaitan is a manifest enemy, an open enemy, adu'un mubin. Clearly, the Quran talks about it. So what is shaitan? How does he mislead? Now, what does Quran say? What are his tricks? What are his schemes? What are his plots? How does he trap human being? How is it that this is the month of Ramadan when you are fasting, I am fasting? This is the Ramadan when you are trying to stay away from sins, so do I. All of us try so much. We work hard, we put efforts to stay away from sins, right? Even then, you see shaitan is still there. In fact, Prophet says the shaitan has been chained in Ramadan, right? Even then we find some people still committing sins. So what is it? How does shaitan do this thing? Let's try to understand this enemy. So inshallah, that will be our discussion in this month and the nights which have been given. But before that, I always believe, because this is the holy month of Ramadan, I'll begin with a tip on Ramadan. Now, every night we'll begin with some tips regarding Ramadan and then come to our topic, inshallah, and try to finish within the time. So this is the tip regarding that this Quran was revealed in the month of Ramadan. Allah says in Quran, Shahr Ramadan, الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ هُدَى لِلنَّاسِ وَبَيِّنَاتٍ هُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ. Right? So clearly it says, Shahr Ramadan, the month of Ramadan. Right? That's how we address. For example, when you say Ramadan Mubarak, it's better to say Shahr Ramadan Mubarak, the month of Ramadan Mubarak. Right? Because there's a hadith which clearly says in Kafi, that don't just say Ramadan, just say the month of Ramadan. Because Quran also says Shahr Ramadan, right? Shahr Ramadan, alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. It is in the month in which Quran was revealed. And how important it is, inshallah, will come just now. Hudal linnasi. Quran is a guidance to the entire humanity. Again, this thing, brothers and sisters, as you are fasting, when you want to, for example, let your neighbor know you are fasting, when you want to know your teacher know that you are fasting, when you would like, for example, your peer or your colleague at work know that you are fasting, right? One of the ways is give them the Quran. Give them. They say, this is the month of fasting, and this is our book. When you get time, just look at it. And you'll be surprised that one day they will come and knock your door. What you gave me, I read it. I want to have some questions. Can you clarify? I was fascinated. They'll tell you, right? So, Hudal lin nas, it is a guidance for the human being. Nas, or everybody. Quran is a guidance for everybody. And then, wabayinatin, it also has manifest proofs. One of the name of the Quran is bayina. Bayina is the name of the Quran. That means it has a proofs which are very clear. Subhanallah. This is not our discussion, but sometimes maybe some scholars can talk about that how Quran is a bayina, right? It's clear. No, min al-huda. There are clear proofs regarding guidance. Well, furqan also, it is a furqan. What is furqan? Is a criterion. Is a scale which just shows us what is right, what is wrong. It differentiates the truth from the false. And that's one of the biggest things. For example, nowadays, because of this social media, fake news is the biggest thing, right? Every time we get clips, we don't never make sure it is correct or not. Who has sent it? We are just eager to forward it. No. You can see. So one of the role of the Quran is, it is furqan. It is a criterion, as you can see, furqan is a tool of distinguishing between truth and falsehood. It's one of the types of the Quran. So this is the book which is revealed. And that's why, please make a point. You go to the bookstore, mashallah, it has so many books. Just pick up a Quran, only translation. Gift it. This is the Ramadan, right? Gift it. It was revealed. You'll be surprised. Maybe some of the people will read even in this month. There was a video done by Sound Vision some years ago, and they collected all people who became Muslims. And they said 90% of those who were being interviewed who became Muslim on account of Quran. They read Quran and they were fascinated. And in this video, there was a Padri, there was a Sikh, there were Jehovah's Witnesses, there was a Jew, there was a Hindu. All of them became Islam, Muslims, and you can see 90% of them on account of reading Quran. So please make a point that we do this thing. Ramadan also is the best season for the Quran. The fifth Imam, Imam Muhammad al-Baqir, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi, he says, everything has a spring. Spring is the best season. Just now we are in spring, right? All of us realize, you can see when we come, mashallah, it's not very hot. It's not very cold. This is the best season. This year Ramadan, although the fasts are long, but when it comes to weather, inshallah, you'll find that it will not be very hot, nor very cold, right? So everything has a spring. And the spring of Quran is the month of Ramadan, subhanAllah. لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ رَبِيعُ الْقُرْآنِ Ramadan. For everything there is a spring. So Quran, Ramadan is the best season of Quran. And I'm really, I admire you that you people have taken time to be on time to participate in Quran Tafsir session. This shows your love for the Quran, right? But make sure that you also encourage others, especially people who are not doing Quran, not participating in Quran Khani, let them come and sit here. I'm sure Jamaat will also put extra chairs here for them to sit also. So let us make a point that, right? So it is the best month. Fasting, subhanAllah, the question can come, why is it fasting wajib in Ramadan, not in Shawwal, not in Zilqa'ad, not in Zilhajj, not even Rajab? Rajab is Mustab, Shaban is Mustab, right? It's not wajib. This question was asked. So you can see, فَإِنْ كَانَ فَلِمَا جُوَلَ الصَّوْمُ شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ. The eighth Imam was once asked this question. فَلِمَا جُوَلَ الصَّوْمُ فِي شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ خَاسَّةً دُونَ سَعَرِ الشُّهُورِ. The question was, why Ramadan? Why is fasting only Ramadan besides other months? مِدُونِ الشُّهُورِ. كِلَا لِأَنَّ الشَّهْرَ رَمَضَانِ وَالشَّهْرُ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِي الْقُرْآنِ. Imam said clearly that because Quran was revealed in the month of Ramadan, that is why fasting has been obliged. Do you see this thing? How much important this Quran is. How much sacred and holy Quran is, that when Quran gets revealed in a month, that month becomes sacred. Do you see this thing? And becomes so sacred that you and I cannot even eat and drink. Eating and drinking is natural. It's a natural urge. Allah, right? When you, for example, are hungry and thirsty, that urge, that need of drinking, that need of eating, Allah creates in us. But at the same time, Allah says, no, don't do that. Right? For example, as we came inside from the car, when we walked, we were wearing shoes. Right? We needed that. Right? Just now, we could do without shoes, but for example, when it's very cold, when it's hot, we needed that. Right? The moment we got in here, we just removed the shoes. Why? For the respect of the place. That this is masjid, this is Imam Baga, right? For that respect. So you can imagine, for the respect of the Quran, Allah has made fasting wajib in the entire month. Do you see how important the holy book is, Quran? Really? Only if you realize it. So it says clearly, you know, and then Imam says, Anzalallahu ta'ala fil Quran, fihi farraqa bayna al-haqq wal-batil. And that in this Quran, Allah has differentiated between haqq and batil, between truth and falsehood. Kama kana Allah, and then Imam recited, the verse I said earlier, Shahr Ramadan, الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات الهدى والفرقان. So this is just the tip number one, is that let us make this as the month of Quran. Let us make this as the season of the Quran, as Allah has wished that He has revealed this in the month of Ramadan. As the Imam says, it is the season of the Quran. So let's do it. One thing is what? Do a lot of recitation of the Quran. Brothers, please read Quran. Even if you are slow in reading, read it. Don't worry. Keep, for example, when you are reading, you can read with somebody, you can read with, for example, go online, just choose a qari, for example, which you like, you can follow. There are so many qaris, right? Online, for example, there are sites, you can get 500 different qaris in one site, reciter, right? So listen to 1, 2, 3, 10, for example, see which one you can follow. And as the qari is reciting, you keep the Quran in front of you, open it, and read with that person, right? But don't say, no, I can't read, I'm slow, I cannot do that. No, this is the month. Let us make a point that in this month, there is certain time given just reciting the Quran. That is must. You do it, make sure that the family does it. You do it, for example, I can see many seniors here, so your grandchildren do it, your children do it, your daughters do it, your daughter-in-laws do it. Tell them that, no, this is the season of the Quran. I want Quran to be recited. Let's have it. For example, either they can be participating in Quran Khani or in the home. Let us, for example, nowadays the days are so long. Keep a half an hour, for example, whereby the family can get together and do a halakha of the Quran, right? Recite together. But it is a special season. We do it, right? The Prophet says, reciting one verse of the Quran is like completing the Quran in the other months. Subhanallah. Right? If you just, recite one verse of the Quran, is like, No, it's like, you know, completing the entire Quran in other months. Why would Prophet do this? Imagine, there are 6,236 verses in the Quran, right? If you just say, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, in Ramadan, when you say, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, the reward is like saying the entire Quran from Bismillah to Suratul Nas. Why would Prophet do that? There is something there. This shows that Prophet wants us to get to the Quran. Prophet wants Muslims in the month of Ramadan, besides doing everything, they should open the Quran and dive into the Quran. He just wants it. So he's trying to tell us to do this thing. There's so much reward, right? That this month is so special that reciting one verse is like completing the entire Quran in the other months, right? Listen to Quranic tafasir. When you are driving, for example, right? When you are driving at that time, you just are supposed to take care of the rules, right, as you are driving. But most of us, I'm sure, when we drive, we can listen, right? We are not allowed to tell you, talk on the phone. We are not, you're not allowed to eat us, although we are fasting just now. But let's say after here, when we open our fast, as you go there, in Ontario law, in many provinces in Canada, you are not allowed to eat when you are driving. You can be fined for that, right? Because they say this distracts that. Yeah, you're not allowed to drink, you're not allowed to, for example, talk, you're not allowed to text, all those things. But we can listen. Nowhere have I seen in any province law that you cannot listen to a radio, you cannot listen to 680, for example, about traffic news. So why don't you, for example, you need a road, only when you need, for example, if you are coming, I come from King and Bathurst, come to the masjid. I don't take any other road other than Bathurst only, right? So I don't need to listen to a road. But yeah, when I'm going to the airport, when I'm going, for example, to Brampton, to Masumin Center, then I have to check whether, you know, 401 is blocked or not. Is it closed? Or then I take 407, right? In that case, I will open 680, for example, listen to a news for some time, and then close it. Just shut it down and listen to tafsir of the Quran. Brothers, there are so many beautiful tafsir of the Quran. And make sure that you get a Shia scholar who doing tafsir. You know, please be careful about this thing. I'm not against anybody else, but then sometimes they say things which are not right and which can mislead you. There are tafsir, mufassirun by the Shias, the scholars, Shia speakers, for example, Sheikh Mamanpour, Sheikh Shomali, and other Maulana is also, right? Every year Maulana goes to, for example, Masumin and does tafsir of a surah. So all those past tafsir are there in our archive, right? Just download that. Tell your son, your daughter to just download for you in a flash disk, and you can easily play in your car. Nowadays, every car has ability to play a flash disk, right? Just a flash disk. It's so easy. Now, for example, just take a flash disk, and you can take, for example, this is a flash disk, right? Give it to your son, your daughter. They will record for you to see, and what you'll find in your car is there. You just have to put this thing, and you can start playing. So listen to tafsir of Quran as you are driving. No, as, for example, you are free. This is the best month. Make it very special, right? If possible, have Quran halakha, I will say, right? Make a special in your own ways. These are just our suggestions. I give you only 4 suggestions. But I'm sure all of you are smart. You have your own ways. But make it very special in your own way, right? For example, the Prophet said, when we just discussed about Ramadan, he said, Subhanallah. Prophet says, Subhanallah, you know, how do we enter Subhanallah? When something is amazing, right? Something which surprises you, something which is very special, which is Subhanallah, right? Subhanallah, Allah is from Maza tastakbiluna wa maza yastakbilukum kalaha thalasa marrat. Prophet said, glory be to Allah. Maza tastakbiluna. Do you know what you are welcoming? Wa maza yastakbiluka. And what is welcoming you? Prophet said, do you know what is it? So when Prophet said like this, one of the persons said, what? Is the enemy coming there? Or is Shaitan there? Is somebody going to attack us? Or has the words of Quran revealed? What is it? Prophet said, no. It is the month of Ramadan which is approaching, right? In which mu'minin are forgiven, right? So it is, Prophet says, Subhanallah, maza tastakbiluna wa maza istakbilukum kalalaha thalatha marrat. Prophet, who is wise, who would not repeat himself, said these 3 things 3 times, repeatedly 3 times, you know, that this is a very special month which is welcoming you and you are welcoming. No, it is approaching you and you are approaching it. No, both. It is, you can say, Subhanallah, we are approaching Ramadan is because we cannot stop, right? Once the evening comes, Hilal is sighted, we already are approaching Ramadan, right? And Ramadan also is approaching us. So in both the ways, perhaps Prophet is trying to say, the way we are eager to witness Ramadan and many from Ramadan, even Ramadan is eager for Mu'mineen to fast and say Quran and do all those things. So Ramadan also is eager to have us and to welcome us, right? And Allah, who is his month, Allah is eager to welcome us and forgive us, right? In fact, one of the hadith books says, Sheikh al-Mufid says in Al-Amali, in the evening, every evening, as the iftar time comes, 600,000 souls are freed from Jahannam. 600,000 people, those souls, those ruh, which were destined for Jahannam, they are freed, right? So how good it would be that as you're opening the fast, remember your marhumin, remember the marhumin of other mu'mineen, everybody who has done good to you, that, you know, marhumin of your, for example, neighbors, when you, in the morning when you wake up for tahajjud, don't forget. Just say that, you know, as you say, Al-Afwa, Al-Afwa, Allahumma astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. Oh Allah, all the mu'mineen who are in my neighborhood, their marhumin, I pray for their pardon. Right? The way you pray, for example, your parents, for your brothers, pray for others also, right? So this is a very special month. This was just as far as the tip of Ramadan is concerned. You know, now we come to this, you know, you can see Prophet says, O people, the doors of paradise are open during this month, Prophet says. So ask your Lord not to close them on you, subhanAllah. What does it mean? It means that you and me, on account of fasting, on account of reciting Quran, on account of charity, on account of aman, on account of istighfar, on account of tawbah, on account of munajat, on account of aman, all those things, on account of helping others, we will earn jannat in this, in Ramadan, on account of that, right? So Allah says, don't close it. That means after Ramadan, we should not do things again that the doors of Jannat are closed on us, right? Then the Prophet says, the doors of hell are closed, right? So ask Allah not to open them. Because of all those good actions, Jahannam is just closed for us, sealed completely. We are far from Jahannam in this Ramadan as it happens, right? And the Prophet says, shaitans are in chains. Ask Allah not to impose upon them on you. That means shaitan should not again be able to just control me. The fact that today I can eat easily, I can drink, I can afford, you know, I don't need to hide also, right? But no, the moment, for example, the time of sahri comes, I will stop fasting, right? The time of iftar, I'll open. In obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will do that thing. So that is strong willpower which I will develop. If I can develop that thing, I can develop against shaitan anything else. I won't lie, I won't backbite, I won't, for example, do haram things, I won't see haram things, because eating and drinking is natural. If I can stay from that, other things are even secondary, right? If you compare to eating and drinking, for example, looking at bad things, looking at namaharam, backbiting, lying, all these are secondary compared to eating and drinking, as when it comes to necessity of human being. So if I can control myself, no, let not shaitan again overwhelm me after Ramadan and make me do this thing. So it is a very special thing. And that takes us to our topic, inshallah, today and the following nights as I continue. I have only about 8 minutes. Is that, who is shaitan? What does shaitan mean? And how does it mislead, inshallah? That will be a discussion, right? Just, this is a summary, okay? And we will come to the verses of Allah Azza wa Jalla educates us about our enemy by detailing the traits and the behavioral patterns of shaitan, right? His descendants and all of his followers. Quran is so clear. You'll be surprised, as I'll share with you a number of verses, that Quran is, Allah is educating us that you have an enemy. إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُومٍ. He is to you an open enemy. So who is this shaitan, right? How does he mislead us, right? Allah wants to educate us with details, right? And all the patterns. You know, how shaitan misleads us is more in detail than how to say Quran, how to say namaz. Quran says say namaz, but doesn't give details. The only namaz which is given detail is namaz khawf, right? For example, when there is a war taking place. But otherwise, there are no details. But how does shaitan mislead us? Quran gives us details. All those things. So it's because such a bad enemy, right? An open enemy. And his descendants, he also has followers. He has descendants. He has his own kabila, shaitan, right? Quran says. Iblis is a physical being made of fire. It's not just a... Iblis is not, for example, just a metaphor or just, for example, a metaphysics, something, just a belief, no. Something existing in the mind, no. He was a physical being made of fire, right? He is portrayed as a rebellious creature, basking in glory of the matter he was made of and showing arrogance to man who was made of clay, right? To Shaitan's mind, fire is more superior to clay because it can destroy clay with his power. This is his judgment. He holds grudge against human beings, so attempts to what? Topple man from the lofty station, go entangle him in struggle between good and evil, right? He just topples men left from God's station. Just now, for example, Prophet said, right, that in Ramadan, the doors of Jannah are open for you. So you are Jannati. The doors of Jahannam are closed. So we are no longer Jahannami, right? Then Prophet says, Shaitan is chained. Do you see? So the fact that you have become Jannati, that means you have reached a state with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a lofty state. You're already there, right? Shaitan would like to just make us go down. He's attempting to just topple men from the lofty station with God and entangles him, and Shaitan entangles him in struggle between good and evil. And all the time, keeps us busy all the time. That this is right, this is wrong, you can see, right? After that, no? And they said, he tries to dampen the spirit of human and spares no efforts in achieving it. Spirit of human being. Inshallah, beginning tomorrow, we also have Fajr Namaz here, Namaz Jamaat. And then every day after Fajr Namaz, only 7 minutes, because people have to go back to work and go to sleep and go to work, right? We'll have this discussion on spirituality in Ramadan, because that is the most important. So the spirituality which we build, right, in Ramadan, Shaitan would like to dampen those spirits, right? All those things you can see, of human and spares no efforts in achieving. And Shaitan, you know, leaves no efforts. He spares no efforts to, in fact, you know, achieving his goal. You will be surprised. We will share with you that how much, to what extent, even the fourth Imam, Imam Ali Zainuddin, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi, in Sahih al-Sajadiyya, discusses in detail. You'll be surprised how Shaitan is busy misleading us. We will share with you, inshallah, all those things as we discuss the ayat. Number three, Quran talks of two opposing ways. No, one of Allah and the other of Shaitan. There are only two ways. You know, when I was young, one day a Hindu boy asked me, why do Muslims say holy words in the toilet? How can you do that? This is something which is najis. People just go there. Why would you do that? You know? You should just talk about God and remember God in temples, not in other places. He's asking me this. When I was in standard 2, I didn't know the answer, right? Until that time, I went to Hausa. And I went to Hausa, and after we were being taught in Arabic, after I was confident to talk with my patron, right? After a few months, I told, I have one question. Why is it that we remember Allah all the time? Even in the du'as recited in the washroom. Why is it so, right? And he said a very special thing. He said, you know what? The human mind, the moment it empties of Allah, Shaitan enters there. Do you see this thing? So this is what Shaitan's end. That the moment our mind is empty of Allah, the moment you stop doing zikr, Shaitan enters there. So you can see, Quran talks about two opposing ways. One of Allah, the other of Shaitan. One leading to paradise, the other to hell, right? Or of the right path compared to many wrong ways. Shaitan is from the word shatana. He was or became remote or far from the truth and from the mercy of Allah. Do you see? Shaitan, number one, is what? He became remote. He's very far. How? Far from the truth and far from the mercy. Both these things, right? What we want is haq. And what Rahman, we say, for example, in Maghrib namaz, after Maghrib namaz in dua we say, in Zohar namaz, after Zohar namaz we say dua, Allahumma inni asaluka mujibati rahmate. Oh Allah, I seek the causes of your mercy. So when we are struggling to have the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Shaitan is exactly opposite. That he keeps us away from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because he himself is away from the mercy of Allah. So his name is Shatana, is the one who is very far. So because he's Shaitan, that's how, in fact, as I was preparing for today, we will discuss about it more. Iblis is a proper name. But Iblis became Shaitan only after he disobeyed. Right? Otherwise, his proper name was Iblis, but he became Shaitan because the one who he became Rajim, the one who was cursed, right? He became away, also achieved the land of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is important that we, in fact, you know, do this thing. I only have 2 minutes, so I will not go to, I'll just read the verses and translation. I'll stop here. Inshallah, tomorrow we'll take these verses, right? Allah says clearly, قُلْ رَبِّ أَعُوذُبِكَ مِنْ هَمَزَاتِ الشَّيَاطِينَ. Prophet is being told, Prophet, Rasulullah subhanallah. When Quran says kul, Allah is talking to Rasulullah. Right? Rasulullah is masoom. He's not only masoom, he's the chief of the all masoomin, right? The most person you can see. Quran, Allah is telling the Prophet, kul, Rabbi a'udhubika min hamazati shayateen. My Lord, I seek protection from the promptings of shaitan, right? Wa a'udhubika Rabbi an yahdurun. And I seek protection, my Lord, from their presence near me. Do you see how dangerous this enemy is? That Rasulullah, who would never commit sin, it is not possible. Imam Ali says in Nahj al-Balagha that there were angels appointed with the Prophet. He would never make a mistake, right? Even then, Prophet is being asked by Allah in Quran, say, Kul, Rabbi auzubika min hamazati shayateen, wa auzubika Rabbi an yahdroon. Oh Allah, I seek your protection from the promptings of devils, and I seek your protection, my Lord, from the presence near me. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may Allah give us tawfiq, that in this holy month of Ramadan, we are able to fast. May Allah give us good health that we are able to fast. May Allah give us the tawfiq that we are able to recite the Quran in this month. May Allah give us the tawfiq that we are able to understand the Holy Quran. May Allah give us the tawfiq that we are able to reflect on the Holy Quran. And most important, may Allah give us the tawfiq that we are able to follow the commands of the Quran as practiced and taught by the Prophet in the Ahlul Bayt. Wa salli ala Muhammad wa alihi tawahirin. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.